I'm here with John Bailey, Chair of the Accounts Commission for Scotland, to talk about a new report, Protecting Consumers. John, can you tell me what this is about?
Well, the report looks at consumer protection services offered by councils for food safety and trading standards. And in a nutshell, what it found was that the long-term viability of trading standards is under threat. And that's worrying, because we're talking about services that can protect us against rogue traders, scams, and unsafe goods. Now, councils have had to cope with budget cuts across the board, but trading standards have been especially badly hit. Food safety has fared slightly better, but there's no room for complacency here either. Both services have lost expertise, and they need to train enough staff to do the job in the years to come.
So, what needs to be done now?
Well, councils need to work together to find radical new ways of delivering trading standard services and establish national standards. This is not going to be an easy task, but it's essential that it's done, and with some urgency. The good news is that COSLA, the body that represents all 32 councils, is starting to look at these issues now.
And how is this likely to affect the public?
Well, if these services are not working effectively and efficiently, consumers are likely to experience more problems when they buy goods or services, more rogue traders and scams, and more outbreaks of illness or food poisoning. Nobody needs reminding that we're currently living in a period of economic hardship, but that's the very time consumers most need protection and help. Now, the public are entitled to expect a consistent standard of advice and protection across the country. We last reported on these issues a decade ago, and things now appear worse than they were then.
John, thank you very much.